Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Aham
Sarvashya
Prabhava
Matha
Sarvam Pravartate Yati Matva Bhujante Mam Buddha Bhavasumanvita Aham Sarvashya Prabhava Matak sarvam pravartate
Iti
madhva bhajante imam Buddha bhava samanvita Aham sarvasya prabhava Matak sarvam pravartate Iti madhva bhajante imam Buddha bhava samanvita Aham sarvasya prabhava Matak sarvam pravartate Iti madhva bhajante imam Buddha bhava samanvita
Aham
sarvasya prabhava
Aham.
I. Sarvasya.
Sarvasya.
Above.
Shivu.
Prabhavaha.
Prabhavaha.
The source of generation.
The source of generation.
Mata.
Mata.
From me.
From me.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
Everything.
Everything.
Sure.
Everyone should repeat what after this when he says it in Estonian. The Estonians should all repeat it in Estonian.
No, it's not. It's Russian.
Oh, Russian. I'm sorry. Whatever. Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Так.
Matva,
matva,
knowing,
knowing,
bhajante,
bhajante,
become devoted,
become,
mam,
mam,
unto me,
unto me,
Buddha,
Buddha,
the learned,
the learned,
Bhavasamanvita,
Bhavasamanvita,
with great attention.
With great attention.
Yeah. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Purport. A learned scholar who has studied the Vedas perfectly and has information from authorities like Lord Chaitanya and who knows how to apply these teachings can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything both in the material and spiritual worlds. And because he perfectly knows this, he becomes firmly fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. He can never be deviated by any amount of nonsensical commentaries or by fools. All Vedic literature agrees that Krishna is the source of Brahma, Shiva, and all other demigods. In the Atharva Veda, Gopala Tapani Upanishad 1.24, it is said, Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Puravam Yo Vayavedam Shagapayati Smakrishna. It was Krishna who in the beginning instructed Brahma in Vedic knowledge and who disseminated Vedic knowledge in the past. Then again, The Narayana Upanishad 1 says, Atta purusho havaya narayano kama yota praja shajayeti. Then the Supreme Personality of Narayana desired to create living entities. The Upanishad continues, Narayanat brahma jayate, Narayanat prajapati prajayate, Narayanat indro jayate, Narayanat ashto vasavo jayante, Narayanat egata shat rudra jayante, Narayanat dvashadityaha. From Narayan, Brahma is born, and from Narayan, the patriarchs are also born. From Narayan, Indra is born, from Narayan, the 8 Vasus are born, from Narayan, the 11 Rudras are born, from Narayan, the 12 Adityas are born. This Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. It is said in the same Vedas, Brahmanyo Devaki Putra. The son of Devaki Krishna is the Supreme Personality, Narayana Upanishad 4. Then it is said, Eko vai Narayana asin na brahma na ishano napo nagni samau neme dva apraviti na nakshatrani na surya. In the beginning of the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality, Narayana. There was no Brahma, no Shiva, no fire, no moon, no stars in the sky, and no sun. Maha Upanishad 1. In the Maha Upanishad, it is also said that Lord Shiva was born from the forehead of the Supreme Lord. Thus the Vedas say that it is the Supreme Lord, the creator of Brahma and Shiva, who is to be worshipped. In the Moksha Dharma, Krishna also says, Prajapatim Chavrujam Chapyaham Evachajami Rai Tatu Himam Na Vajanito Mama Maya Vimohito. The patriarchs, Shiva, and others are created by me, though they do not know that they are created by me, because they are deluded by my illusory energy. In the Varaha Purana, it is also said, Narayana Paro Devas Tasmad Jatash Chatur Mukaha Tasmad Ruja Bhava Deva Chasravaya Yukam Gataha. Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and from him Brahma was born, from whom Shiva was born. Lord Krishna is the source of all generations, and he is called the most efficient cause of everything. He says, because everything is born of me, I am the original source of all. Everything is under me, no one is above me. There is no supreme controller other than Krishna. One who understands Krishna in such a way, from a bona fide spiritual master with references from Vedic literature, engages all his energy in Krishna consciousness and becomes a truly learned man. In comparison to him, all others who do not know Krishna properly are but fools. Only a fool would consider Krishna to be an ordinary man. A Krishna conscious person should not be bewildered by fools. He should avoid all unauthorized commentaries and interpretations in Bhagavad Gita and proceed in Krishna consciousness with determination and firmness. Om Jnana Timananda Shyagananda Shalakaya Shakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, we are very much blessed by these sweet, powerful, enlightening words of Lord Sri Krishna. At the present moment, we're living in a place which is very hellish, actually. We're trying to squeeze pleasure out of this material existence. But unfortunately, there's no pleasure to be had here. Don't we try very, very hard to enjoy here? Isn't it? Don't you try very hard to enjoy? You're trying very hard to enjoy here?
Так и пытайтесь очень большой трудности наслаждаться здесь, это правда.
Yes, we are trying very hard to enjoy. But no matter how hard we try to enjoy, somehow that enjoyment escapes us. We cannot capture it. The problem is we're going about it in the wrong way. We just don't know what we're doing, basically, that's the problem. We don't know what we're doing, that's the problem. Our parents didn't know what they were doing. Their parents didn't know what they were doing. It's been going on at least for 5,000 years. Ever since Sringi cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die by the bite of the snake bird. The entire globe has been cast into chaos. Chaos means very disrupted, confused. Oh yeah, I promise you I speak simple English. The entire world has been in a very troubled state, a very problematic condition. In former times, Prabhupada explains that the entire planet was ruled by the Vedic kings. Vedic culture was everywhere. Even here in Estonia, there was actually Vedic culture. But for 5,000 years, this whole crazy, mad thing called Kali Yuga has come in and just taken over, culturally devastated the whole planet. But we are very, very fortunate that a small tradition of pure devotees of Krishna have maintained this wisdom. That wonderful Vedic culture has been maintained in a seed-like condition. In other words, it's not completely dead. These Vedic scriptures, like the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, are seeds of the Vedic culture, and they've been preserved very carefully. So by studying this Vedic wisdom under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, we are empowered to enter into the Vedic culture. And we are also empowered to manifest it here in this temple and in our activities. So we have to very carefully read these books of Srila Prabhupada. And we have to live these teachings of Srila Prabhupada. We should not think, well, these are very, very nice, flowery philosophical concepts. But certainly we could not fully adopt everything. We should not think like that. Actually, by fully adopting this Vedic culture, we can enjoy like anything. You see this Kali Yuga culture that's surrounding us all over Tallinn here tonight. May superficially appear to be very nice. But the reality is, it's a nightmare. A nightmare means a horrible dream that you're having at night. Was a horrible dream. So, if we carefully read the books of Srila Prabhupada and follow the wonderful instructions that His Divine Grace is giving to us, we will become so happy that we cannot even imagine that so much happiness could exist anywhere within the entire universe. The fact is, there is so much nectar in one pure utterance of Hare Krishna. That the entire universe could not contain that nectar. So, sometimes we're very much, but we all very much like the gulab jamuns. Those juicy sweets. But this, the pure chanting of Hare Krishna. This is the ultimate gulab jamun. Because that one pure utterance of Hare Krishna contains more nectar than the entire material world can hold. So this is why we can easily give up things like illicit sex. Meat eating, intoxication, gambling. If we cultivate Shuddha Nam, the pure chanting of Krishna's names, we will taste so much pleasure that we will laugh at the idea of material sense gratification as being the most stupid thing that only a complete idiot would even think of indulging in. But the problem is, at the present time, we're still attached to sense gratification. I mean, let's be honest. We're still attracted by sense gratification. Even though we have such a wonderful philosophy, my Devi still got her ropes on us. So how are we going to get out of this predicament? This is why we have to very carefully study these books. We have to take shelter of senior devotees. There are three things in our Vedic culture. We have Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra. The greatest spiritual master in history is fully manifested in the form of Shastra, His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada.
And then we also have Guru, and then we have Sadhus also, the ISKCON devotees. So by taking shelter of Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra, we become very solidly situated.
Мы тогда как бы получается так, что мы очень хорошо защищены.
Just like in photography, when you're taking pictures with your camera, the professional photographers, they will bring one, they call it tripod, there's three legs. Tripod means three legs. Tripod. Now sometimes we see a photographer will have a stand with just one ekapod, whatever they call it, one pole.
But
that doesn't, the camera cannot stand on its own with just one pole. And even two legs, it cannot stand by itself. But the tripod, when there's three, then it stands, can stand on its own very solidly. So in Krishna consciousness, we stand on these three legs. Guru, sadhus, and shastra. All three are essential if we're going to be strong and steady in Krishna consciousness. So, this particular verse is a very, very essential philosophical point. For us to understand who we are, what is our nature, what is our dharma, and what will actually give us happiness and satisfaction. Krishna is saying that he is the source. That everything is emanating from him. So that answers the question. Sometimes I remember when I was a college student, when I was in the university, there was only one thing I really wanted to know. And that is, what is the purpose of my existence? Because I didn't have Prabhupada's books at the time, I was completely confused and bewildered. But from these wonderful teachings of Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, we can understand what is the purpose of our existence. Krishna is saying that everything emanates from him. So the question is, some people would ask, well, why in the world is he doing it? I mean, it's such a mess. Why is he emanating all of this from himself? That answer has been given by Chanakya Pandit. He said, a home without children is a desert. A home without children? A home, like a house? If there's no children, then it's a desert. It means like a wasteland, like the Sahara Desert. So Krishna, he is called Atmaram. He can enjoy all by himself. But at the same time, he's omnipotent. He can do anything he wants. So, since he's the supreme enjoyer and he has unlimited power, he can enjoy all by himself if he wants to. Or he can expand from himself millions and billions of living entities to enjoy rasa with them. Rasa means relationships. Relationships means taste. So he expands from himself millions and billions of living entities to expand his own enjoyment. He wants to have loving exchange with each and every one of those living
entities.
So that's why we exist. Krishna is emanating us from himself for the sole purpose of having a loving relationship with us. It's not a bad joke that Krishna just wants to throw together some living entities and laugh at how ridiculous they are. He's interested in a serious or loving relationship with each living entity that emanates from himself. So this is why if we don't love God, we can do nothing but be completely miserable, actually. Our very nature, our very nature is to be a lover of God. Jivara Svarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. So, if we do actually come to that position of loving Krishna, then, as Srila Prabhupada explains, we can enjoy on an equal level of God. And actually, we can enjoy on a greater level than God. Krishna is noticing Srimati Radharani, his first, his Ladini Shakti. He is amazed. He's amazed. You know that word? Amazed. He finds it very wonderful thing. That Radharani is enjoying serving him more than he's enjoying being served by her. What is this? I'm a supreme enjoyer and my devotee is enjoying more than me. So Krishna does not want to miss out on the nectar of being a devotee of Krishna. Which he sees as more enjoyable than being Krishna. Therefore, taking the mood of Srimati Radharani, he joins the Hare Krishna movement. So, if anybody says this, you know, I think it's really weird to be a Hare Krishna. If someone says, you know, it's really weird to be a Hare Krishna. You just tell them, no, it's really cool. Even God joined our movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Hare Krishna devotee. So in this way we have to understand that actually being a devotee of Krishna is nothing more relishable and enjoyable. Because even Krishna wants to do this. So in this way we can understand what is the nature of our identity. And what is the perfection of our consciousness? We can understand what the perfection, which means how to make our consciousness perfect. And that is this process of Krishna consciousness which Srila Prabhupada is so mercifully giving to us. There is nothing more wonderful than Krishna consciousness. Actually, there is nothing wonderful except for Krishna consciousness. Everything else besides Krishna consciousness is horrible. Don't think otherwise. So are there any questions? Yes.
Как проявилась форма Радхарани, его внутренней энергии?
Вопрос такой, очень часто он слышит, что первая экспансия все-таки Кришны — это Господь Баларама. И каким-то образом вот экспансия Шимати Радхарани она проявилась. First expansion of Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram, and how does it happen that Srimati Radharani appears?
I was thinking that when I was giving the example of Radharani, I had the same question that you did. We always hear that Balaram is the first expansion. So where does Radharani fit in? Does Krishna first expand Radharani? Or does he first expand Balaram? You could say, well, would a young man prefer a brother or a girlfriend? But actually, it's not like that. Because in the spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence. We sometimes talk of Krishna's act of, you know, creating the living beings, expanding them from himself, as if it was something that, you know, was initiated at a certain moment in time.
Мы часто говорим об этом создании живых существ, там, каких-то вещах, о том, что это как будто в какой-то момент начиналось.
But it's not like that.
Но это не так на самом деле.
Натвейвахам джатуна самнатам неме джанадипа. You see, never was there a time when that exists, no universe came. So there was never a time that Radharani did not exist, nor Balaram did not exist also.
Кришна говорит в Бхагавад-гите, что не было такого времени, Арджуна говорит, что я не существовал, и там цари не существовали, и поэтому не было такого времени, когда он сам не существовал, Радхарани или Баларама.
So Krishna exists eternally, Balaram exists eternally, and Radharani exists eternally.
То есть они все существуют вечно, Кришна, Баларама и Радхарани.
It's just that Balarani is a certain type of expansion, and Balaram is a different type of expansion, that's all.
Просто Радхарани является одним типом воплощения, а Баларама другим типом воплощения.
Questions more?
Еще вопросы какие-то?
Какое отношение, в общем, как правильное отношение матери с Господом? Я, например, 15 лет искон, и мне как бороться с тем, что я вижу к себе очень покровительственное, надменное отношение к Прабху к себе. Какое отношение к
Прабху?
Какое отношение?
Гордо, да?
Высока. Какое отношение направлено относиться к матушке?
What is the proper relationship in our society to Matajis? What is the proper relationship? Because
yes.
I myself 15 years in this movement, and I always, even nowadays, I feel search for the same behavior from Prabhus, they are like from see from higher level.
You are my mother.
You are my mother.
And therefore, I am your servant. The mother is, the son has to always obey his mother. So I see you as, you are my mother. Just like in the Mahabharata, Kunti Devi was the mother of the Pandavas. In Arjuna, he brought one wife, Draupadi, back from the contest. So the mother said, whatever you have brought, you must share with your brothers. So the mother's order had to be obeyed. So Mataji is also a Prabhu or a master. But we give her special respect by calling her mother. So my relationship with the Mataji is, I just think that I am her humble servant, that's all. So you just let me know how I can serve you. I have come here to Tallinn as your servant. You just tell me how I can serve you while I'm here. Is that all right?
She pays your basis.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And I am very grateful to you for your answer.
Grateful. Well, I'm grateful that you've asked such, that you've opened your heart to ask a question that was bothering your mind, and I hope that I'm able to satisfy you. I simply want that you should I simply want that you should be completely happy in Krishna consciousness.
But now, at this particular moment, I am very unhappy. Because I feel very... very offensive relationships.
One, I can give you one tip, one hint. I will give you one hint how you can come to a higher platform of absolute happiness. I noticed in your question you said, as a woman I am, etc. If I am thinking as a man, I am feeling this, or you are thinking as a woman, I am feeling this, you know what that means? That means that you that means we are identifying with a lump of blood, flesh, bile, urine, pus, and mucus. Thinking that this is me? I'm a woman.
Потом я женщина.
I'm a man.
Я мужчина.
There's no way you can be happy for very long if you think I'm a man or I'm a woman. You are an eternal spiritual being full of unlimited bliss and knowledge. That's who you actually are. Now you could say, as the spirit soul embodied in the form of a woman, that would be all right. That would be dealing with the situation with proper knowledge. But as soon as you say, as a woman, you're putting yourself into a hopeless condition where you can never find happiness. Because you are identifying with that material body. So kindly, when you want to make your relationships proper amongst the devotees, you must always remember that you are not your body, you're not a male, you're not a female, you're an eternal spiritual being who, by the laws of karma, have been switching back and forth between male and female bodies for millions of lifetimes. So you should consider, I am a spirit soul who is presently misidentifying myself as being a woman. Now it's true, within the Vedic culture, we do act in terms of our bodily coverings. Because the most dangerous attraction that keeps us entangled in material existence, the most dangerous attraction that keeps us entangled within material existence, is the attraction between a male and a female. So out of respect for each other, out of respect for each other, we keep ourselves a little separate. Even though we are one family, or we are one loving family, we keep the men and the ladies a little separate. Because when the butter gets too close to the fire, what happens? Moth. So we do have certain etiquettes we observe to keep the butter and the fire a little bit separate so the butter can stay nice and hard. So the point is, we do make some arrangement in Vedic culture that women have a certain role and the men have a certain role. But it's all based on everybody being completely happy and satisfied. Next question. So everybody's now realized everything about Krishna consciousness. Okay.
все же будет все о сознании Кришны.
А что значит забота о супруге и забота о материях?
О материях, ко всем женщинам.
Забота.
Что значит забота о супруге и забота о других матушек, как матерях?
What means?
What means to take care about wife and to take care about other mothers as mothers?
Yes. Wife has to be given all. The husband is personally responsible to give all protection to his wife.
По отношению к жене нужно давать всю необходимую личную защиту.
He has to take care of all of her material needs.
Нужно заботиться о всех ее материальных нуждах.
Prabhupada said silk saris and nice jewelry. And nice, he has to make sure she has nice sari, nice jewelry. He has to see that she's satisfied, she has proper food, proper place to sleep, everything nice, the material facilities are proper.
Нужно смотреть, чтобы у нее были все эти материальные возможности, ну, пища, место, где спать, все это нормально.
Not extravagant, but, you know, comfortable living arrangements. Not an extravagance is not necessary, but comfortable living arrangements.
То есть удобные такие, ну, как бы, средние условия, ну, ничего такого слишком сверхъестественного, просто удобные.
And more importantly, he has to make sure that she's properly situated for going back to home, back to Godhead in his lifetime.
Что наиболее важно, то что он должен следить за тем, чтобы она правильным образом находилась в состоянии, чтобы к которому она может вернуться обратно домой к Богу.
And as far as the other ladies, whom we address as mother, other than our wife, and the wife is not mother, but the other ladies we address as mother, we should also, as we are one family of devotees, we want to see that all the devotees are satisfied and happy, and that they are all going back to home, back to God.
Я трудилась правду, но я вижу вот высокомерные отношения. Я не вижу изменений в эти годы.
But I even say, even if I previous years I doesn't think about myself like Mataji. I just thinking about I'm living entity. But anyway, I feel some neglecting from Prabhu's side. And I didn't see changes, like maybe somebody changes. Maybe Guru Maharaj should give some lectures for younger devotees. For young devotees, some lectures.
А что, как себя вести там?
Ну да, они приходят.
How to properly act, properly behave, properly for
young people. Well, from all I know, that every member of the society, Prabhupada wants that every member of the society should be properly respected and properly cared for in a loving way.
Что я знаю, что все Прабхупада говорит, что каждый из нашего общества должен быть, ну как бы, они должны заботиться и уважать.
So the lectures are being given now?
You should be giving while you're not
here. I'm giving now? I don't understand.
When you are here, you should give some lectures.
I'm doing it right now? I'm speaking about it right now?
That
all care and respect should be given to all the devotees. Being recorded also, if you want a copy of this lecture, you give me a blank CD.
Копию, если вам нужно, эти лекции.
And you can play it for everyone. Questions, Mark?
Тоже лекции одного преданного, и он говорил, что как бы все наши взаимоотношения, которые мы считаем, как бы это взаимоотношения с людьми, это на самом деле наши взаимоотношения с Богом. И если какие-то есть проблемы, значит, прежде всего нужно разобраться в себе самому. Значит, в себе что-то такое есть внутри, что притягивает такое. То есть на самом деле, может быть, это не преданные, это может быть отражение своего негатива. Вот это же все как раз вот приходит и начинает тебе говорить, какой ты. То есть это у всех такая тенденция начинающая в исходе. С улицы приходит и начинает
The solution said that maybe she heard before in some lectures that maybe this other relationship with other devotees, this is like it's ultimately how we have relationships with Krishna, and if it is some bad things happens, it maybe this is projection of our inside consciousness.
You understand the question, Mr. Yeah. What is it?
If you had a relationship with the devotees, it's okay, it's like a family, but something happens, that means something is like some bad projection from inside has happened.
Bad?
Something bad.
Something
bad karma or something like
that. Some problem inside us.
Some problem within us.
Yeah, sometimes we have difficulties in our relationships because of our own personal problems. Yeah, that's right. So we have to understand there's nothing more important than having proper relationships amongst the devotees.
И мы должны, в первую очередь, понять, что нет ничего более важного, чем иметь правильные отношения между преданными.
What is the first offense against the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra?
Какое первое оскорбление при повторении Hare Krishna mantra?
If you have a critical attitude against the devotees, that's the worst offense against the holy name.
Если у нас есть критическое настроение по отношению к преданным, это преданное оскорбление святого имени.
It is called Hati Matta. The mad elephant offense. If we're critical of Vaishnavas, then we're the worst offenders. Whether it's a Vaishnava in a male body or a Vaishnava in a female body, we're critical of Vaishnavas, then we are the worst offenders.
Это не важно, в каком теле Вайшнав находится, в мужском теле или в другом, если критическое отношение, то это плохо.
So we have to give up this tendency to be critical of Vaishnavas.
Поэтому нам нужно избавиться от этой тенденции, чтобы в таком критическом настроении по отношению к Вайшнавам находиться.
Instead of finding fault with the devotees, we should look for the good in the devotees.
Вместо того, чтобы находить недостатки в преданных, нужно постараться находить хорошие в преданных.
If the water is up to here in this cup, is this cup half empty or half full? What will you say? If the water is up to here, do you say it's a half empty cup or a half full cup? A negative person will say, that cup is half empty.
Негативно смотрящий человек скажет, ну, кружка наполовину пустая.
Person with a positive attitude says, oh, it's half full.
Но человек с позитивным настроением скажет, о, это наполовину полная.
So I can look at this brahmachari here.
И поэтому я могу посмотреть на этого брахмачари здесь.
And I can say, well, yes, this thing is wrong with him, and that thing is wrong with him. So many things are wrong with him.
Я могу сказать, ну, вот это у него вещь, такая проблема, такая, это с ним не так, и то, так много.
That rascal brahmachari. So many faults. I don't know why they even let him come in the temple. You see, a cup is half empty. I couldn't say, oh, he chants japa with such sincerity. He sings the kirtan so beautifully. He puts his tilak on in such a wonderful devotional way. He has such an effulgent smile. You see? It's the same person. There's two different ways of looking at him. So this is how we have to look at the devotees. We have to see the wonderful qualities in the devotees, every devotee. Doesn't matter, male devotee, female devotee. We have to see everyone has wonderful saintly qualities. Otherwise, what are they doing here in the Hare Krishna movement? We're not paying people to come here and sing and dance. People are coming here to sing and dance because they have love, feelings of love for Krishna. That means everybody who walks into this temple will join this movement. Everyone who joins this movement, they are sadhus. They are saintly persons. We bow down at their feet. Is it? Any more questions?
Но я лично, по крайней мере, в этом мире лучше преданных никого не встречала, какие бы преданные ни были.
She wanted to say not question, not ask question, but she has some opinion that from her point of view, she doesn't meet anybody more beautiful or better than devotees in this world.
Jai! Okay, on that positive note, we will stop here. Thank you very much.
Jai.
Iskantan Vaishnava ki jai.